This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, July 25th. God's word for you today is in sync. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 119, verse 60. And it says, without delay, I hurry to obey your commands. Following the Holy Spirit is a skill, but you can learn it. And I pray that you will learn it in this season in the name of Jesus. 1 Kings 8 verse 58 says, may he keep us centered and devoted to him, following the life path he has cleared, watching the signpost, walking at the pace and rhythms he laid down for our ancestors. May God keep you centered and devoted to him in the name of Jesus Christ. God will clear your path in the mighty name of Jesus. God will show you signposts in your spirit. And that is what creates timing, because you know where you need to pause, when to move faster, walking at God's laid down pace and rhythm. This is God's heart for you. Again, I pray for you that God will keep you centered and devoted to him, following the life path he has cleared, watching the signposts and walking at the pace and rhythms he has laid down in his word. There is a rhythm to life. There is a tempo to life. There are signposts, instructions, and traffic lights, if you will. If you break it, you are asking for trouble. Wise people are not necessarily always better. They are just wise. Wise people know how to cooperate with the rhythms of life, and they know when to suffer. No matter how good you are as a surfer, if you decide to create your own waves, you're going to be miserable. Surfers just wait for the waves and ride the waves. And with the rhythm, there is a time when the tempo is fast and there is a time when the tempo is slow. If you see someone dancing slowly when the tempo of the music is fast and dancing fast when the tempo is slow, it is usually a problem. So, when should we move fast and when should we move slowly? We are going to look at aspects of life that we need to move fast for and aspects that we need to go slowly. If we get these rhythms, a lot of success will come our way effortlessly. Are you ready? First, we will look at the things we need to take on quickly and move fast upon. When should I move fast? Firstly, when God tells me to do something. Whenever God tells you to do something, you have to move fast and do it. As a parent, if you tell your child to wash your car and he or she says, okay, Dad, I will wash it later or maybe tomorrow, you should have a problem with that, and many of us do. When you get back home and the floor you told your child to sweep is not swept, you should have a problem with that. Mark 1 verse 17 to 18 says, Jesus said to them, come, follow me. So Simon and Andrew immediately left their nets and followed him. When God tells you to do something, anything, you need to move fast. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, without delay, I will hurry to obey your command in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.